80 years ago, photographers were not allowed in the White House press room. That's why some of them established the White House News Photographers Association. Today, its members cover more than just politics. Each year, a photojournalist is recognized for his or her work. Michael Williamson of the Washington Post won Best Still Photographer this year. He says his daily challenge is to make every photo unique.
The beauty of covering things that on paper seem so boring is you rack your brain to do something different. In fact, the photographers sort of compete. You know, you're shooting shadows on walls and framing people with, you know, torn curtains and, you know, and all sorts of things because it's pretty easy to get somebody at a podium. It's pretty hard to get a real moment, which is why you start looking at the staff off to the left or you start looking at those in-between moments where they might lose their place in their notes and they have to think.
Or they're yawning.
We're guilty of when they drink water. If you've ever seen a press conference, they take a sip of water and you hear about 1,000 shutter clicks going off or a gesture. Or I think we were all enamored with Clinton biting his lip on a poignant moment. But I think after the 537th time we saw it, we didn't shoot as much film on it.
Well, now you have a couple examples here of presidents. You managed to get two presidents in 1 week.
Yeah, actually just in 4 days.
And they're both wonderful. There's Clinton from the rear. He is at a podium. But the light is just perfect on his head and his hands. And it's brilliant.
Well, you know, if you've ever seen somebody on stage from backstage, because the light's coming on them, they're sort of rim lit. You don't really see the detail. You see the harsh edge of light like a maestro. And that's what Clinton looked like. And, of course, he's so identifiable that you didn't need to see his face. And, of course, he's got his hands outstretched almost like, you know, I'm calming you. I'm saying goodbye, which is what he was doing. It was an African-American event here in Washington, University District of Columbia. And it was very symbolic because it was the last time he was going to see those folks. So the picture is literally interesting, you could say, because of the light and the mood, and it's him from the back. But a lot of people saw the symbolism and that basically it was a swan song. I'm stepping off the stage.
And the Bush photo just exudes confidence.
Yeah, he's got his big thumbs up, and he's actually looking at the presidential reviewing stand where some of his family was. And he's not just thumbs upping, hey, how you doing? Somebody had actually yelled, you got that guy, didn't you? And he went, yeah. He's actually got his mouth wide open, yes. So yeah, the two pictures definitely juxtapose in a sort of strange way.
And yet fans of each president was very pleased.
The Bush people want to make a poster out of it and sell it and raise money for who knows what. The Clinton photo was particularly interesting because, again, it was his last days.
Now, under the right circumstances, you can make these people look very good and you can make them look very bad.
Yeah, whoever said pictures don't lie hadn't shot many pictures. So what it is it's not so much the information that you're trying to put in as a journalist. It's the symbolic nature of an image that people write their own caption.
Obviously, you do get out. You're not just shooting inside the White House.
Yeah, we cover world events. Even this year's contest, there was essays from Iraq, the Middle East, Asia, Indonesia, India, Vietnam. And that's what's tough about the contest is that you have this mix that's so broad. I mean, you'll have a little story on a cat stuck in a tree in Gaithersburg, a little suburb of Washington. And then later that day, you know, you're photographing, you know, Arafat and Barack trying to, you know, work it out. So it's like, how was your day?
You're taught about art and about composition and use of light and all of that stuff. And then you go out and shoot a live news event where people are jostling you and tear gas is in the air and it's raining and people are throwing things at you and you're shooting on the fly.
You know, it's funny about photographers because I've been to so many events where they really don't care about the reporter. They don't care about the radio guy. But those folks with the cameras, they're just a target. I've had it in the Middle East. I've had it in Africa. I've had it in rallies here of, you know, Klan rallies, whatever. They just want to bash your head. So, like, you'll see some of the images in my portfolio were of several protesters just getting, you know, plastered with pepper spray and tear gas. Well, I was among them. I couldn't see for 2 hours.
And yet somehow in all this chaos, you commit art. It happens.
Well, you know, a friend of mine has a really great line. He says, so many times we try to think of photos as good pictures or bad pictures. But he said, I think the key is, are they interesting pictures or boring pictures? I'm kind of odd, and a lot of photographers will make references to my work or my photography or my art. I don't use terms like that. I just call them the photos, because I really look at them as moments that where people let me borrow their face. My career is completely based on people allowing me to come into their home. Or there's a horse stuck in the pool in the backyard and the neighbor lets me borrow a ladder. Or I go to Africa and people have relatives who are dying and they say, please spend some time with them, show them what's happening. I have nothing if people don't allow me in their lives to photograph and see things that are extremely personal and intimate. So I just don't really look at it as my work. I look at it as their lives that they're just letting me borrow to pass on. It's like a baton.
Thanks. That was great.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.
Michael Williamson is a photographer for The Washington Post.